The Gopi Who Controls Her Lover, Svadhina Bhartrika. Text 252. Makadi vidachana bhanga radha kutakala samardana vesani rijmapere kamlum panballavavesho hadir jayati. Makadi vidachana bhanga radha kutakala samardana vesani rijmapere kamlum panballavavesho hadir jayati. All glories to the Gopa Krishna, who, as he was drawing pictures of dolphins on Srimati Radharani's waterpot-like breasts, became so agitated that he was unable to draw a single straight line. Author unknown. After enjoying transcendental pastimes, Lord Krishna takes a nap and speaks in his sleep. Kridantantaram Sri Krishnasya Swapnayitam. Text 253. Ete Lakshmana Janaki Vedahinam Manke Diyantyam Buddhi Marmani Vichagatayantyalamami Kurakadambanilaho Itham Vyahritapur Vajan Vedaho Yoradeya Vikshita Sershiyam Shankitayasa Vaksukayatu Swapnayamano Hari. O Lakshman, now that I am separated from Janaki, these rain clouds torture me, and these cruel breezes blowing from the Kadamba flowers violently strike my heart. As Radha heard sleeping Krishna's description of his feelings of separation in a previous birth, she became frightened and filled with jealous anger. May dreaming Lord Krishna delight you all. Sri Shubhanka. Theft of the Flute, Vangshi Chauryam. Text 254. Ni charnyasad atachadanayo nupure mukhyanti dritva dritva akankabalayan yuchipanti bhujanti mudra makshnos chakat chakitam shaswaralokiyanti smitva smitva haladi mudali mankato madhavasya. Silencing her anklets by placing them on her arms as golden armlets, and carefully observing Krishna's eyes for any sign of his becoming startled, smiling Radha stole the flute from his lap. Sri Daityari Pandit. Srimati Radharani's words to the flute, Tam Mudalim Pati Sri Radha Vakyam. Text 255. Achidramastu vidyam padipurnamastu maukya himastu mitamastu gurutamastu krishna priye sikidashansi sat ashishaste yanvasade molalimhe karunam karoti. O flute who are so dear to Krishna, when you grant me your mercy, I will also give you many benedictions in return. I will bless you, saying, may you become faultless. May your heart become filled with the nectar from Krishna's lips. May you become very eloquent. May you become charmingly slender. May you become the object of Lord Krishna's worship. Sri Govinda Mishra. Text 256. Shunyatvam vidye salagavam idam shushkatvam angeshu me maukyaryam vajanata namakatane dattam bhavatya nijam tatkim no maradipa yachasi punha govinda vaktrasavam yam pitva bhuvanam vishe vidhadati nirlajya mungayasi. O flute, you have blessed me by giving me the emptiness in your heart, your likeness, the dryness of your body, and your eloquence in constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna, the king of Braja. Why do you now not give to me the nectar of Krishna's lips, which you drink, turn into song, and shamelessly use to enchant the entire world and bring it under your control? Sri Govinda Mishra. Lord Hari returns to Braja village in the evening. Sayam Harir Vajagamanam. Text 257. Mandrakva nitavenurah nishatile vyavartayan gokulam Varha pitakamutta mangadachitam godulidumram dadat Mlaryantyavana malayapadikatak shantopiram yakuti Gopastri nayanotsavo vataratu sheyangsi vakkeshavaha. A peacock feather in his hair, blackened with dust, decorated with a wilted forest flower garland, and a festival of happiness for the gopi's eyes, tired and handsome Lord Keshava sweetly plays the flute as he returns with the Surabhi cows at the end of the day. May he grant auspiciousness to all of you. Author unknown. A certain gopi's words upon seeing Krishna at the end of the day. Tatra kasyaschid uktihi. Text 258. Drishtya Keshava Goparagavita Yakinchinda Drishtang Maya Tenandya Skalitasmi Natapatitam Kim Nama Nalambasi Ekastram Vishameshu Kinda Manasam Sarvabalanam Gati Gopyavam Gaditaksalesham Avatan Goshte Hadir Vashchiram. O Keshava, because my eyes are now filled with the dust raised by the cow's hooves, I cannot see anything and have stumbled and fallen to the ground. O Lord, are you not kind to the fallen? You are the only shelter for all women distressed at heart. I pray that Lord Hari, to whom a gopi spoke these words, will protect you always. Author unknown. Text 259. Abideshibinibeshita venu denu putta nihitayak karabjo Anyapani padimandata danda pundadi kanayanova jamapo. With his flute tucked into his belt, lotus eyed Krishna held a stick in one lotus hand and kept the other on a Surabhi cow's back as he entered the village of Braja. Author unknown. Srimati Radharani's good fortune. Tatraiva Shri Radhikaya Saubhagyam. Text 260. Mbruvalli valanakiyapi nayanonme shaikiyapi smita Jyotsna vichuditaikiyapi nibritam sambhavitasyadvani Gavod Beda Kutava Hila Lalita Shimbadi Radhanane Satan Kanuna Yanji Yanti Patita Kangsat Vishodhishtaya. As Krishna walked on the path, one gopi secretly worshipped him with the playful movements of her vine-like eyebrows. Another gopi secretly worshipped him with her sidelong glances. And another secretly worshipped him with the moonlight of her smiles. But it was on Radha's face, which was filled with a graceful beauty that mocked the other gopis and broke their pride, that his shy, amorous glances fell. All glories to those glances of Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa. Shri Umapati Dhar. Text 261. The lotus face of Krishna, the lord of Gokula, is graced by his tilted neck, the earrings touching his shoulders, a splendid peacock feather decorating his hair, the bending vines of his restlessly moving eyebrows, the flute making sweet music as he holds it to his lips, and his amorous sidelong glances falling on Radha's face. May that lotus face of Krishna protect you all. Sri Lakshman Sen. Text 262. Ang sa sakta kapola vangsha badana vyasakta bimbadhara vunvo didita manda manda pavana prarabna mugdhadvani Ishan vakram lola hadam nikadak pratyekaro kanama yancha chancha dodancha dangalicha yastvam pato radhadhava. The necklace is worn by Radha's lover, Krishna, sways slightly as he rests his flute on his neck and shoulder, places the flute's mouth to his bimba flute lips, and produces a very sweet sound by blowing gently and moving his arched fingers over the holes. May he protect you. Shri Natoka. Milking the Cows, Go Dohanam. Text 263. Ahangushta agrame yantritangulirasa padardhaniruddhabu hardri kritya parodadan chalamadang tritraipayo bindubhi nyagjanun vayamandi yantritagati vaktrantaralaskalad daradhanamanohadam sakipayo gangdog nidamodara. Resting on the front part of his feet, grasping the udder between his thumb and forefinger, spraying himself with two or three stray drops, and making a charming stream of milk pour into the pail held between his bent knees, Damodar milks a Surabhi cow. Sri Sharana. Words of Chandravali's friend to Lord Krishna. Shri Krishnam Prati Chandravali Sakhi Vakyam. Text 264. Shatanyasya Kanchi Maniranitama Karnya Sahasa Yadashlishtan Eva Pashatila Buja Grantadabhava Tadetat Kvachakshi Gratamodamaya Tvan Bahuvacho Vishena Gurnanti Kimapina Sakhi Meganayati. O cheater, even as you embrace Chandravali, when you hear the tinkling of some other girl's jeweled belt, you turn your attention to her and loosen the knot of your arms around Chandravali. How can I tell her? My friend Chandravali does not notice because she has been poisoned by your eloquent words mixed with honey and ghee. Author unknown. Lifting Govardhan Hill, Shri Govardhan Dharanam. Text 265. Satrasati Yashodaya Piyaguna Pritekshanam Radhaya Lagna Ballabasanu Bisarabasam Sambhavitat Mojitai Bitanandita Vismitena Vishamam Nandena Chalokitak Bahyad Vakkadaparna Sushchita Mahashay Laksalilo Hari. As Krishna playfully lifted tall Govardhan Hill with his lotus hand, Mother Yashoda gazed upon him with fear and pain. Radha gazed upon him with pleasure as she saw the transcendental qualities of her lover. The small, naked Gopa boys happily gazed upon him while thinking they were as strong as he and could also lift the hill if they tried. And Maharaj Nanda gazed upon him with a mixture of terror, delight, and wonder. May Krishna protect you all. Shri Sonoka. Text 266. Eke naivacharaya Krishna babata govardhano yandrita Ashanto si chanam aswasam patamami sarve vayam dadmahi Hityurla satadoshni gopanevahi kinchin buja kunchana Nyanchachaila baradite vaduvati smero hari patuva. O Krishna, for a long time you held up Govardhan Hill without any help. You must be very tired now. Please sit down and rest. All of us will hold the hill in your place. Krishna then shifted a small portion of the hill's weight onto the raised arms of the cowherd men. When they felt the pressure of the hill, their arms bent and they began to scream. May Krishna, who smiled to see all this, protect you all. Shri Sharana. Text 267. Akinosi munchasharam bibramo vayimiti vadat sushitala buja vadabugna vadata bhavsha gopesha hasan hari jayati. Akinosi munchasharam bibramo vayimiti vadat sushitala buja vadabugna vadata bhavsha gopesha hasan hari jayati. You must be exhausted by now. Let go of the hill and we will hold it for you. When he shifted a little of the hill's weight, and the arms of the coward men began to be crushed, Krishna smiled. All glories to Krishna. Sri Subandhu. Text 268. Durang drishti patatero bhavahare govardhanang bimratas dvayasakta drishakrisho dadikara srastosya ma bhudayam Gopi namati jalpitam kalahito radhana rodhashayam Shvasakshay labarashama brahmakara kamsa vishak pantuva. Please go far away from the path of Krishna's eyes. O slender girl, don't make Govardhan Hill fall from his hand because he is absorbed in gazing on you. When Krishna heard the gopi's words meant to stop Radha from staying near him, he sighed and the hill began to slip from his hand. May those sighs of Lord Krishna protect you all. Sri Shubhanka. Boating pastimes, Nauka Leela. Text 269. Akudupadang yamanaya mohadati gopi vidutkarahuta tadapatikapatashayaru diganalasyo hari jayati. Akudupadam yamanaya mohadati gopi vidutkarahuta tadapatikapatashayaru diganalasyo hari jayati. As Krishna pretended to nap by his boat, the gopis repeatedly called to him, "Take us to the other side of the Yamuna." All glories to doubly indolent Lord Krishna. Sri Sanjay Kavishekar. Text 270. Uttishtharataraume Todani mamataro shaktararohane ka saksharakyami mugdhi tadani miharave rakya karatirme vateyam nau prasangi katamapi bhavata navayo sangamatha vata piti smitasyam jitigadamajitam radhaya radhayami. Krishna said to Radha, "My dear young girl, please step into my tadi, a boat which became tarau in the locative case." Radha replied, "What power do I have to climb trees?" Here Radha interprets tarau to be the locative of taru, which means tree. Krishna replied, "My dear, charming, bewildered girl, I do not mean tree, I mean tarani, boat." Radha replied, "Why should I want to go to the sun?" Here she interprets the word tarani to mean sun. Krishna replied, "All these words I have used to mean now, boat." Radha replied, "All these words are meant to bring us together." Here she interprets the word now to mean us. I worship unconquerable Lord Krishna, who happily smiled as Sri Radha defeated him in this playful verbal duel. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 271. Mukta taranga nabahena patanga putri namvyacha naudati vachasta vatatyameva shankan nidana vidameva mamati matram tvam chanchalo yadiha madhava navikosi. What you say is true. There are no waves on the Yamuna, and this is a new sturdy boat. I am so afraid of you because you, O Madhava, are the reckless captain of the boat. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 272. Jirnata Risa Didativa Gabhira Nira Balava Yang Sakala Mittamanarta Hetu Nistada bijamidameva kushodarinam yan madhava tamasi sampati karnadara. The river is very deep. This is an old boat, and we are simply helpless girls. It is very dangerous for us. Nevertheless, O Madhava, at the present moment, you are the only boat captain who can take us slender girls across the Yamuna. Sri Jagadananda Rai, text 273. Amhasi tadani sutaya stambita tadani sadevaki sutaha Atu davidhanta gopya kata dhamukamikshati smera Amhasi tadani sutaya stambita tadani sadevaki sutaha Atu davidhanta gopya kata dhamukamikshati smera. Krishna suddenly stopped the boat in the middle of the Yamuna and demanded immediate payment of the fare. He smiled as he gazed at the frightened face of the gopi who had no money to give. Sri Suryadas, text 274. Vachatavaiva yadunandana gamhya bharo haro pivadini maya sahasa vikirna duri kritam chakucha yodana yodukulam Kulam kalinda duhitu natatapya duram. O Yadunandana, by your order I have cast into the water these milk products as well as my own necklace. I have thrown my bodice far away. Still, the shore of the Yamuna has not come any closer. Author unknown. Text 275. Bayak purai purna sapadikrta gona chababanai Gavire kalindi paisitadire shapavishati Ahome dur daivam padamakuto kakranta vidyo Hadi varam varam tatatikadatalim vachayati. The boat is violently tossed by the wind. Filling with water, it is now sinking into the Yamuna. Alas! Destiny has become my enemy. Even in this calamity, lusty-hearted Krishna again and again puts his hands on me. Sri Manohara. Text 276. Pani asecha navadhauma manaiva pani Vishramyatastadapite padihana vani Jivami chepunadaham natadakadapi Krishna tadiya tadanau tadanau tadami. My hands are exhausted. They no longer bail the water out of the boat. All you do is speak joking words. O Krishna, if I live through this, never again will I place my feet in your boat. Sri Manohara. Text 277. Idamundishiva yasya sasamihita daivatang namata Yamanaiva janadagni bhavatanabana vikostapara. O gopi friends, all of you please bow down before your chosen deity and pray that either the Yamuna river will not be as deep as our knees or that we get a boat captain other than Krishna. Sri Mukunda Bhattacharya. Text 278. Tadadutadala sadin kabira, tadalo nandasutashtakarni dhara. Ambalahamapaita banorastam sakidude nagadiya kinkaromi. The boat rocks to and fro. The river is deep. That reckless son of King Nanda is the captain. I am a helpless girl. The sun is setting in the west, and the village of Braja is still far away. O gopi friend, what will I do now? Author unknown. Text 279. Na pekshate stutikatam na shinoti kakum Shashvat kritam na manote panipata jatum Hakim vidheya madunasaki nanda sunur Mande tadangani tarim tararo dhunoti. He pays no attention to my prayers. He does not hear my begging in a broken voice. He does not consider my repeatedly bowing down before him. O Gopi friend, what will I do now? In the middle of this wave-filled river, the reckless son of Maharaj Nanda violently shakes the boat. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 280. Bhune yantadaram bubi nihade shanka kalankarapi Gatinyam bhajanadya sundadivayam radhe prasade nati Jivamas putamatari kudugadi droni vinodotsavam. Radha says to Krishna, the Yamuna is filled with huge waves and the boat is filling with water. Still, Krishna is not afraid. Krishna answers, O beautiful Radha, don't be so harsh. By your mercy, we will live through this. All you need to do is pay the boat fare of a promise to enjoy with me a festival of amorous pastimes in a cave on Govardhan Hill. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 281. Gudhanga kim nanu vritakta vapriyahi Kutraj jina tadani brahmanati biti Gopangana gana vidhambana chaturite. O Krishna, O cheater hiding behind this heap of dried cow dung, why do you uselessly beg me in this way? Go away! This is a foolish trick. You used to be very expert at tricking the gopis. You expertly tricked them when you frightened them in an old boat. Where is that expertise now? Sri Rupa Goswami. Purport. One time, Lord Krishna took the gopis for a ride in an old boat. When the boat began to rock dangerously in a storm, Krishna extorted various amorous favors from the frightened gopis in return for their rescue. Radhaya Sahade Vako Vakyam. Conversations between Krishna and Radha. Text 282. Angulya Kakavatam Pahadati Kutile Mada Bakim Basanto No Chakri Kim Kulalo Nahidadanidadak Kim Vijihva Panindra Nahango Rahimadi Kimasi Kagapati no Hari Kim Kapisho Radha Vani Biritam Bahasita Balanak Patu Vashakapani. Who taps on my door with one finger? O crooked girl, it is Madhava. Madhava is a name of spring. Has springtime come knocking on my door? Certainly not. It is the holder of the Sudarshan wheel. Potters hold wheels. Are you a potter? I am not. I am the person who holds up the entire world. The fork-tongued serpent king Ananta holds up the world. Are you he? No. I am a person who crushes serpents. The bird king Garuda crushes serpents. Are you he? No. I am Lord Hari. Hari is the name of the monkey king Hanuman. Are you he? May Lord Krishna, who holds the Sudarshan Chakra, and who smiled to hear these clever words from Srimati Radharani, protect you all. Author unknown. Text 283. Kastrambo Nishikesha Bakshidashi Jai King Nama Garvayasi Bandresha Udaham Gurnai Patikatai Putrasikim Syadiha Chakri Chandamukhi Payachasinume Kundim Gatim Dohanim Itam Gobabaduti Dota Dataya Rino Hari Patuva. Who is there in the darkness of night? It is Keshava. Kesha means hair. Why should hair approach me? You are awfully proud, hair. Oh, beautiful girl, I am the grandson of Maharaj Shurasen. Of what use is the worthless grandson of a virtuous grandfather? O moon-faced girl, I am the holder of the Sudarshan wheel. Ah, you are a potter who spins a potter's wheel. Will you give me a bowl, a pot, and a milk bucket? May Lord Krishna, who was embarrassed by these clever replies from the Gopi Radha, protect you all. Sri Chakrapani, text 284.
Vasak sampati keshava kabhavato mugdekshane nanvidham vasam bruhishatapakama subhage twadngata sangsagata yamilyamushitakvadhutavatanu mushnatikim yamini shori govivadum chalai padihasam nevam vidhai patuva.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. One morning, when Krishna came to Radha, Radha asked him, "My dear Keshava, where is your vasa at present?" The Sanskrit word vasa has three meanings. One meaning is residence, one meaning is fragrance, and another meaning is dress. Actually, Radharani inquired from Krishna, "Where is your dress?" But Krishna took the meaning as residence, and he replied to Radharani, "My dear captivated one, at the present moment, my residence is in your beautiful eyes." To this, Radharani replied, "My dear cunning boy, I did not ask you about your residence. I inquired about your dress." Krishna then took the meaning of vasa as fragrance and said, "My dear fortunate one, I have just assumed this fragrance in order to be associated with your body." Srimati Radharani again inquired from Krishna, "Where did you pass your night?" The exact Sanskrit word used in this connection was yaminyamushita. Yaminyam means at night, and ushita means pass. Krishna, however, divided the word yaminyamushita into two separate words, namely yaminya and mushita. By dividing this word into two, it came out to mean that he was kidnapped by yamini, or night. Krishna therefore replied to Radharani, "My dear Radharani, is it possible that night can kidnap me?" In this way he was answering all of the questions of Radharani so cunningly that he gladdened this dearest of the gopis. May smiling Lord Krishna protect you all. Author unknown. Text 285.
Radhe tam kupita tumeva kupita swashtasi bhumer yato mata tvam jagatam tumeva jagatam mata na vignyo para devi tvam padihasake likalahe nanta tumevichiso smedom ballav sundari mavalaman chauri shriyang vakriyat.
Krishna says, "O Radha, you have become kupita, angry." Radha replies, "Ku means earth, and Pita means father. It is you who are father of the earth, and you are the mother of all the universes. You are the actual mother of the universes. You are omniscient. No one is your equal. O goddess, your skill in joking lovers' quarrels is ananta, unlimited. Nun means bowing down. Ta means the state of being, and a means without. It is you who possess this quality of ananta, refusing to bow down. May Lord Krishna, who smiled as he then bowed down before the beautiful Gopi Radha, grant auspiciousness to you all." Sri Hadihada. Rasa, the Rasa Dance. Text 286.
Vrindarandye pramadasadane mallika pushpamode shri shubrangsho kedanaruchire kokeladhya manogye ratrao chitre pushpavanita chittadeha pahari kansarate madadamudali vadya rajora rajo.
On a wonderful night, in delightful Vrindavan forest filled with the fragrance of jasmine flowers, illuminated by beautiful moonlight and made charming by the singing of the cuckoos and other birds, Krishna's sweet, regal flute music splendidly resounded and stole away the gopis' hearts and bodies. Author unknown. Text 287.
Hadadam atamadudi durino Hadidila modalin nade esha. Patata namanak pamoda mucha. Hadininam, hadinin visham huninam.
Filled with the sweet nectar of Krishna's lips, the playful sound of the flute greatly delighted the does, the doe-eyed gopis, and the sages. Sri Madhavendra Puri. Text 288.
Lila mukadita mulari tadadi kata goba bhavini nebaha tadadada mudani satrishna krishna payad payato babata.
May Krishna, who thirsted after the honey of the gopis' lips and whose playful, talkative flute made the gopis tremble, protect you from all dangers. Sri Madhava Chakravarti. Text 289.
Kadayanam bibarlambam muntikadam me hadim yami nasahe statum yadaso garjadimodadi pagalbaduti va.
Mother, don't stop me. Let go of my hand. I am going to Krishna. Because Krishna's bold messenger, the flute, calls me, I cannot stay here.
Sri Rupa Goswami.
Text 290.
Chuda chumbata chadu chandakacha yam chami karabhambaram karnotang siddha karnikad kusamam kandarpakalolinam avangshi vadana vavaduka vadanam bakri mhavan ikshanam bhagim bangadam adhyama praninatam kunjantare mbejire.
The top of his head kissed by a crown of peacock feathers, his garments the color of gold, a karnikara flower on his ear, his heart swept away by waves of amorous desire, the flute placed to his mouth, which is so expert at making music, and his eyes decorated with crooked sidelong glances, Lord Krishna, whose form is the full development of all transcendental bliss, was worshipped by the slender-waisted gopis in the forest of Vrindavan. Sri Jivadas Vahinipati. Sri Krishna Vakyam. Sri Krishna's words. Text 291.
Ushtak kopika doti vak padibhavam sanke muho gokule davan takskaladam badam nishivane yuyam yadam yagata. Aka bita damanda dana vavadhu sindhura mundra hare dordande mamabati dimhita patim krode korangi krisha.
All your garments became disarrayed as you ran here through the forest at night. I think you must have been repeatedly attacked by some demon. Aha! What fear can remain as long as my arms, which swiftly turn the demon's wives into widows, are present? O doe-eyed girls, all of you go home and enjoy pastimes on the chest of your husbands. I will take care of this demon.
Sri Rupa Goswami.
Text 292.
Duto tape bahati gahane dharmapure vajanto kavas trishna balati vidhi durmadeyam satinam simantinya spihiyata grihan ma virudham kurudham nayam drishtau mamadagatate hanta punyasya pantha.
What is the overwhelming thirst that troubles your hearts in this pleasant, sacred forest of Braja? O pious girls, please return to your homes. Do not sin. Within my sight, the path of religion will never be broken.
Sri Rupa Goswami.
Note, these ambiguous words may also be translated as follows. What is the overwhelming thirst that troubles your hearts in this pleasant, sacred forest of Braja? O pious girls, please do not return to your homes. Stay here. Within my sight, the path of religion is never broken.
Vraja Devinam Uttaram.
The reply of the goddesses of Vraja. Text 293.
Katam bitim asman ubadishasi dharma panahinim Brasida swam shishya matikalamukim shadi modalim. Hadanti maryadam shiva shiva pade pungsi bidayam. Nayanti drishteyam yodabad yatana vayatino.
Why do you teach us the path of religion? Be kind. Teach your bad-mouthed disciple the flute. Alas, alas, your bold flute robs our modesty and carries our hearts to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Teach it not to call us here. Sri Rupa Goswami. Text 294.
Gopi chanalingita madhyabhagam venam dhamantam vishalola netram kalevare prasputa roma vrindam namami krishnam jagadeg kandam.
The gopi's arms around his waist, the hairs on his body standing up in joy, and his eyes moving here and there, Krishna plays the flute. I bow down to offer my respects to Sri Krishna, the only source of the entire world. Sri Purushottama Dev.
Text 295. Kalindya Pulineshu Keli Kupitam Utrija Rasi Rasam Gacchanti Manugacchato Shukalushan Kansatvisho Radhikam Tatpara Patimani Vishatapadasyod Bhuta Romod Gatar Akshuno Nanayak Pasanna Dahita Dushtasya Pushnatu Vaho.
With tears in her eyes, angry Radharani left the nectarian pastimes of the Rasa dance and fled to the Yamuna's shore. Then Krishna, his bodily hair standing up, followed her footprints. He eventually caught up with her and obtained her merciful glance. May Lord Krishna's successful appeal to her bless you all. Sri Bhatta Narayan.
Sri Krishnantardhani Tasam Prashnaha.
Questions of the Gopis during Sri Krishna's disappearance. Text 296.
Tulasi vilasa sitvam malli jatasi pulla stalla kamalani bringai sangatangi vibasi katayata bata sakya chippam asmasu kasmin vasati kapata kanda kandare nanda sunuhu.
Old Tulsi, you are very beautiful. Old jasmine vine, you are filled with splendid blossoms. O land-growing lotus, you are very lovely with all these bumblebees. O friends, please tell me at once, in which cave did Nandanandana, the king of cheaters, go?
Sri Rupa Goswami.
Text 297.
Drishta kvabhi samadavo vajavadu madaya kanchin gato Sava eva hi vanchita sakiva yam son vishani yo yadi Dwe dwe gachata mityudi sahasa radham grihin vakari Gopi vishadado nakunja kuhadam prapto hari pato vaho.
A gopi asked her friend, "Did you see where Madhava went? He took a braja girl and left. O friend, we are all cheated." The friend replies, "If you want to find Krishna, then divide into groups of two and go everywhere searching for him." Saying these words, Krishna, disguised as a gopi, at once took Radha's hand and went with her deep into the forest. May Lord Krishna protect you all. Author unknown.
Sri Radha Sakhi Vakyam.
The words of Srimati Radharani's friend. Text 298.
Adosha doshadva chatati vipine tam yadi bhavan abhadram badram va vajkula pate tvam badatuka idam tu kruram me smandati bhatayam yat kilataya tvadartam kantari kulatilakarnatma piganita.
O Prince of Braja, who can say whether you are at fault or not at fault for abandoning this girl? Who can say whether your actions are auspicious or inauspicious? Still, old Tilak Mark of your family, My cruel heart remembers how this girl entered the dangerous forest for your sake without caring for her own self. Sri Ramachandra Das. Text 299.
Lakshmi manyakate narasabalaye vistarayan atmano kasturi sudabhi vilasamudali vinyasta vaktrenduna Krida tandava mandale na padito drishti na tushyan drisha dvamhali shakashanku sankulapadapaya vihari hari.
Displaying his own splendor, Lord Krishna appeared in the middle of the rasa dance circle. He was fragrant with musk, and the flute was placed to the moon of his lips. The dancing gopis gazed at him, and he glanced at them with pleasure. May Lord Krishna, who moved his feet in the rasa dance, protect you. Author unknown.